There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Drink smooth, draft smart, make it count. Compete free this March with the Whiskey and Win Series presented by Jack Daniel's. Play an 8 free contest for your shot at a share of $24,000 in total cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/Jack Daniel's now to join the action. Jack Daniel's, make it count. Got to be 21. DraftKings.com for details, baby.
Okay, so going back over the years in these play-in games, and we have two more of them tonight. All this information is in Point Spread Weekly, our digital magazine, which you can get at vsin.com/subscribe. Favorites of 3 points or more are now 20 and 11 straight up, but only 12, 18, and 1 ATS. We had two favorites of 3 points or more last night. They both won and covered.
You're going to need a dog here.
So, but they were not, yeah.
Yeah.
They were not, they have not been good leading into this game.
Yeah.
So you're right. You're right. Every person that we've talked to, Indiana was a big result last night.
Had to be. I mean, everyone, even, you know, your mother knows about the anti-Mountain West and how bad they've been in the tournament.
Yes.
Not to mention Indiana. Everyone knows Indiana, and they came in hot, Wyoming limping in, and, it was a short price.
Here's the thing. How many times have we talked about this now lately? Don't even worry about the point spread.
Okay, yes.
Right? Not getting 80, involved.
80, if, go
if,
ahead.
If you go back to 2013, outright winners in the play-in game are now 29-3 ATS.
God.
Drake did win against Wichita State without covering on a 1.5-point spread. That was last year in 2020. Yeah.
Last year, teams that won straight up in the tourney covered 84%.
That was last year?
Yeah. This year in conference tourneys, it was 81%. It's ridiculous. Point spread doesn't matter in these games.
No, no.
Either shock the world or they cover.
That's right. Or you're not going to cover.
Point spread doesn't come into play. 84%. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yep.
And then, you know, I think Felica had the tweet, too, about what happened last year in the tournament.
Now, what do you think about Indiana's travel here? They go from last night They played in Dayton. That's in the Eastern time zone. And they have to skedaddle across the country and get to Portland and play tomorrow.
Good words today. Everyone agrees with you. You're too pretentious as well.
Oh, do they? Oh,
yes.
That's exactly what they are.
Yeah. They come across, at least Bono, right. Skedaddle, yeah. Tough. Could be tough. Yeah. And St. Mary's will put you through the meat grinder, too. But you got. Come on. I will say this. And the guy's a pretty good coach. The game plan on Jackson Davis. Double him.
Oh, my God.
Come on. How many points does he have to score? He's punishing you down low.
Down low.
Get some help
with
here.
That easy little, like, four-footer.
It was too easy. Get some help. Ridiculous. Bad job.
By the way, we're getting reaction today. The Indiana-St. Mary's game. And we talked about these props that are available and how low scoring some of they are in the tournament. Because I love playing unders in the tournament. This game, like Indiana-St. Mary's could play out. That could be an in-play dream again to the under.
Mm-hmm.
I could see, that game could be like 53-48.
Could be.
I would not be stunned for a second if that's what we get tomorrow.
Yep. The other angle, too, to look at, and I forget the guy's name who had it. He's got the sheet. He's got a great breakdown. If you see a game that goes long, for whatever reason, fouls, overtime, whatever, if a game is delayed 15 minutes or more start time, incredible underruns.
Yes, that's right.
And it makes sense where the kids are standing around, delay, 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 and that's going to happen. Not a lot, but it's going to happen because of overtime or just have a long game, foul fest, whatever. And you saw, monitor business. The monitor business, ridiculous, okay? And you got ref show and air. How does Ayers get that assignment with all his history and controversy? And it's the tournament.
Well,
Goodman was right, Jeff Goodman. What are we doing? It's the tournament. That's a technical?
That.
Yeah.
What he called on the Wyoming coach qualified in his mind as a technical foul.
Right. And he's yelling at his player. Come on. Lavin was beside himself, and he's right. But that, again, penalize the flop. Don't reward it.
Yeah. So we talked about this earlier. The two playing games tonight. We think Bryant and Wright State is must-watch television. And it is the tournament. Did you have fun trying to find True TV last night? I know that's a big deal for a bunch of people.
Yeah. It's. And how to describe it about what is it and what do they have on?
Of course.
I don't even know what. Yeah.
Are you ready for like Impractical Jokers marathons?
That's what it is. That's the show, people.
I've heard the show's great. Yeah, I don't think I've ever really watched it.
Yeah. No.
Okay. But Peter Kiss in action tonight, the nation's leading scorer. As you talked about that story in the New York Post on Peter Kiss.
Oh.
It's so good.
Yes.
He played in a game this year with 12 technicals and 4 ejections.
It was against Long Island. Yeah. He runs his mouth. He can back it up. What is it? It's not bragging if you can back it up, but this guy loves to talk the trash. Rolling the ball at defenders when they get a foul, screaming at the writer who picked Wagner in the title game, blowing kisses to coaches. Oh, it's something. It's going to be a scene.
Oh, yeah.
Leads the nation in scoring. The Kiss jersey embraces it, and Bryant dancing for the first time. And you nailed it. It's hilarious that they asked for the story to ask the two other coaches in the Northeast Conference. I don't want to talk about, And then they asked the conference commissioner. I'd rather not. The alter ego. Incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible. But they're entertaining. Bombs away, shoot the three, up tempo. Going to be fun.
One of the fastest teams in the country.
Yep. And I think in Rutgers, Notre Dame could be low scoring and a rock fight, too.
Yep.
Good.
So again, because of the Kiss shirt that he wears, we talked about overrated bands a little earlier. You're adamant that Kiss is number one, and you said with a bullet.
Oh, it has to be.
Most overrated band. Sellout, you said?
Well, it was...
Costumes.
Yeah, but just bad albums. And they even say it watch the documentary on A&E. Awesome. But, Paul Stanley says it. They released 3 albums in 1 year. No one was buying their albums. And then they're a live band. But from the get-go though, Mitch, costumes, makeup, blood, fire, all that. So I think in the story, in the TV show, they said they were making $100 million a year in the late 70s.
Oh, my God.
Think about
that.
Well, they were selling everything, though, too. You had Halloween costumes, lunch boxes, makeup kits, cat. They do everything now.
Well, they're catering to
Kiss Museum.
Yeah. With the caskets and the lunch boxes, they're hitting every demo.
I also recommend History of the Eagles on Showtime, which is very good. But they're on my list as well. But the band leading the way. The number one response about most overrated band act is the Beatles.
That's what we're getting. That's not what we're saying. Getting.
Yeah.
That's what people are suggesting right now on Twitter and email.
And the Beatles show, Love at the Mirage, was unbelievable. And you realize how great their catalog is when you go to that show, too. Yeah. But a lot of people saying the Beatles. Doors, I can see it. Yeah, I can see it. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Okay, I can't go Pearl Jam. We got a couple Pearl Jam. I can't do that. Coldplay, The Who, REM, and ZZ Top.
Okay.
But it's...
Would you not agree with all of those?
Well, yeah, but it's also... Like, what...
Coldplay? When's the last time Coldplay came on the radio and you turned it up?
Are you? Do people think you're a great band or all-time act? That's the other thing.
Well, I mean,
that's Jimmy Buffett, absolutely.
Yeah, but do people...
I forgot. Jimmy Buffett.
You had Green Day on the list.
Yeah.
Would people say that about Green Day? Again, you have to be thought of, right? They have to be like kind of on a pedestal, these bands. And that's why when Johnny Velo said Prince, we were like,
oh, that's crazy.
What? But Johnny explained that like he likes him, but he thinks he's overrated. Like you can be great and overrated at the same time. I think that kind of makes some sense. And by the way, another question, if we should probably expand this to like musical acts or solo artists or whatever, because it seems like we're going down like classic rock or rock bands only. And just a question about that, when is classic rock going to phase out? Like, are the classic rock songs from the 60s and 70s and 80s still going to be classic rock songs in 30 years? That's going to be like 90 years old.
Yeah, interesting.
Those songs will be 90 years old pretty soon. We're still going to be playing those on classic rock stations?
Yeah.
Like, nothing qualifies for classic rock from the 90s yet?
I'm hearing Metallica, Enter Sandman on that stuff now.
Oh, you are?
Welcome to the Jungle, Guns N' Roses.
Yeah. I don't get it. A lot of that genre, I don't get.
Uh-huh.
But we're getting... ton of people agreeing with you two. I would agree with The Who.
You would?
I don't like The Who. Overall, top to bottom, again, that's what you got in totality here. I don't think The Who's very good. I was offended when The Who played the Super Bowl halftime show.
We're offended?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because, again, you're trying to hit an audience who's heard of the band. You are missing the target severely all over the map when you put Who at the Super Bowl halftime show.
Well, that goes back to Prince, though. How good was Prince? And I know one of your biggest regrets was when he had a residency out here and you didn't go. Me too.
To this day.
Oh, ridiculous.
To this day. I cannot believe I didn't go see him play.
It's embarrassing. Yeah.
People totally agree with Nirvana and Green Day.
Nirvana's a tough one.
That's very touchy.
Yes. He passed away, 27.
But that's part of the reason why people, I hate to say this, but because of that happened at such a young age, then that will elevate the status of a certain band or a player or whatever it is.
No, he is not a genius. No way. That is 100% right place, right time.
Yeah.
Music was so bad then, and he saved the day.
He did.
Or changed it, however
he changed it, yes.
He did.
And then a ton of other bands up in that area of the country followed
suit. What it led to, the Seattle sound. Sure.
People are agreeing with my take on Chris Cornell and Soundgarden.
Oh,
that's good to hear.
Well, Soundgarden's awesome.
That's another one. I was completely gutted when he passed away.
Uh-huh.
That stung. This is from Tim, the RV guy, on Bruce Springsteen. Not on our list. But he says about The Boss, he mumbles about steel towns and working people while sitting on $100 million. Unless you live in New Jersey, apologies to Lombardi.
Yeah, Lombardi loves him.
He does.
But that's...
You can't tell what he's singing about without a lyric sheet. Every song sounds the same. Take the saxophone away and you have nothing. That's from Tim the RV guy.
Come on, these three bands. I only know two people that love him. Lombardi and Steve Karp. I don't know Springsteen fans.
Oh, you don't?
I don't know.
I think people think he's a god.
Yeah, sure. Oh, there's plenty of them.
Right.
Right? John Mellencamp? Too many hits. No. The other... what was I going to say? But, see, I was looking like Bon Jovi, Mickey Mouse. But look how many successful they were and also were responsible for that hair stuff, too.
Agreed.
And then John Bon Jovi still has hits and is still doing it.
I'm glad to see that people are agreeing about Dave Matthews' Band.
Oh, terrible.
Oh, boy.
I never understood it. Oh, I can't take it.
Oh,
I can't take it.
This guy just won the day. How do we forget Nickelback?
Well, they're Mickey Mouse, though.
Weren't they the band of the 2000s?
Are you serious?
It was absurd how popular Nickelback was.
I'll do it. Yeah. We'll have to Wikipedia that.
Win lose coming
that's
up next.
Yeah.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Some, lose some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Wild season continues in the NBA. Grizzlies, Pacers over 232 up to 236 and a half. A lot of these are in-play dreams, too, where the scoring doesn't slow down like the Brooklyn game. Heat Pistons under 216 down to 213, 105-98. Take a peek at the run that the Pistons are on. The unders and ATS. They are, I think it's 12-0-1 ATS run, the Pistons. Suns Pelicans over 225 up to 231, 131-115. USC Upstate 4-1 beat App State. Oregon Moneyline in the NIT plus 180 beat Utah State. NBA favorites 4-0 straight up last night. NHL favorites 9-1 straight up. Maple Leafs did it again. 31-3 overrun in the third period. And how about the goalie? We're calling him up with the shutout. Can't believe it. What a job. And hopefully that could turn into a story here. And this guy can keep it going. Jets 17-1 overrun in the third period. Devils did it again. They play in Calgary tonight. 27-4 run. Goal in the first 10. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com for our radio and podcast friends. Super slow-mo. Doggy daycare. They run out the back. Let's go play. Everybody. All the kinds of breeds here. Even like the big Rottweiler that they show later. As they're all coming in. Can't wait to play German Shepherd. Everyone running super slow-mo. Here we go. Coming right. And then you see the guy at the end. He just slips and boom, takes a tumble and goes running into the camera. Yes, this is, look at this. They're so happy. They love to play. Look at a Rottweiler. Good looking fella. And here he comes. Got that,
over the top, yeah.
Yeah, they tripped him up. Happy St. Paddy's Day. Great city, Chicago. My kind of town, right? How they turn the river green. This is incredible video. What'd you call it? Tornado? Or you do the donut. They do the donut.
Yeah.
And the guy comes in and sprays it, and how they turn the river. That is awesome. That is great.
Actually, you know what? I've never been there for St. Paddy's Day. It's always around March Madness. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine going there like this weekend, watching games somewhere in downtown Chicago with St. Paddy's Day?
Hang out
what a spot to be.
Hang out with Richard Kimble.
I would love that.
Yeah, remember AC?
Sure.
Remember Peter Pan?
Yeah.
It was going on at the same time. He got in the parade. Remember, they couldn't find him.
Oh my God, he goes in the parade. That's right.
Great scene in the movie. That's an awesome movie. Oh, Eddie Vedder.
Look at this photo now.
What is this?
Okay, so Pearl Jam's not on our list, but that is such a classic photo from Classic Rock Picks.
Wow.
Swinging from the rafters in Seattle in 1992.
Where'd you get that? Someone sent that?
I follow them on Twitter.
Wow.
What is he, 25 feet up?
Wow. Howard Stern had a great line.
That's a rock star right there.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah. Yep. Howard Stern had a great line, though. When they were becoming big, it was like, hey, I'm Eddie Vedder. This is great. We're going to get our new album, 10. And then the guy couldn't talk when it became famous. Remember, he couldn't even mumble it. Yeah. Stern nailed it.
Can't understand one word he says now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lose some. Belmont, +5 down to 2.5. Routed by Vandy. You always bet max on video poker. Always bet the max. Because you have progressives and the big difference, Grand Canyon size difference. Look what this guy did. It's a dollar. It's $5 a push, dollar denomination. He hit 2 credits, not max. And the progressive was 4,800. Instead of 4,800, he wins 500. Sick. Sick! Like this. And we're going to be here all weekend. And our guy Evan's coming to town, the whale, follow the money army. Be hanging out. They're putting up the 1-10, 1-15 prop. Andy Dufresne will be all over the place. Man of the people, Derek Stevens. Better not see this. Look at this gal. Take a peek. She's got the table reserved, the booth, and she has her feet, bare feet, on the table where they serve drinks and food. Puts it up. Not a barn, honey. We're living in a society. Incredible.
I'm totally acceptable, by the way, with people, or accept people going down. And you don't have to get in their face, obviously. I would not suggest that. But if you would politely say, ma'am, I'm sorry, you got to put something on. You can't have the dogs barking.
Or just go walk up
not
and take
here.
A picture. Say, this is going to make
just
the
say,
show.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I can't believe you're behaving. Put
the shoes on right now, please. You're in a public setting.
Yep. Bad beats. North Texas. Texas State under. Went over because of overtime. And Kyrie. Who knows what he gets? 70? 75 was in play. He had 60 with 8 minutes left.
Well, that's the thing. Here's the question, though. When they're up by 50 like they were, do you keep a guy like Kyrie in and just say, keep going bombs away?
What did they have? 88 at the half?
Something like that. He had 41 at halftime.
Uh-huh. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now with code 250MATCH. Learn more. BetRivers.com. Great job, guys. In all the traders, the buzzer beaters is up for the tournament as well. Under +1 money. Plus money under 1.5. Nickelback, you nailed it. In 2009, Billboard ranked it the most successful rock group of the decade. How You Remind Me was the best-selling rock song. 50 million albums worldwide. They are Canadian. I won't hold it against them. We love Canada. They're very successful. And a lot of people can't stand Nickelback.
I would be included in that group.
Yes.
I don't respect bands who just simply write a hook and go out there and people think it's a great song. And there are a lot of them like in pop.
Yeah, I nailed that.
Right?
I mean, yeah. A lot of, yeah.
We have some breaking news in baseball.
Okay.
So it doesn't appear at this point the Blue Jays are going to get Freddie Freeman, but the A's fire sale continues.
Oh, no.
As they have dealt third baseman Matt Chapman to the Blue Jays for what appears to be a couple of minor leaguers. So now I think Vlad can go and erase third baseman on his Instagram account. This is huge, though, for fans up in that area watching right now on Sportsnet. I bet them the other day at 14-1 thinking they could get Freeman. This is the next best thing.
Sure.
Put Vlad back at first. Chapman comes over with his defense, and he can plunk, 35 home runs.
We were talking about this before the show with Dustin, the great producer, and they also mentioned this when I was on in Toronto on The Fan. How about all these you said it too on the air with Judge, but the Yankees that can't go to Toronto. How big of an edge is that? If several Yankees can't make the trip.
Correct.
Like Kyrie.
Right. It's going to be all over again. Like when the Nets go up there and play the Raptors. Can't play. And what, I mean, with the state of New York and how their mandates have been now over the past couple of months, Kyrie can't play. I mean, in all honesty, he can go there and buy a ticket or sit on the bench, but he can't play. And what are we doing here, folks?
The whole
thing is just...
I agree with what Wilbon said. And it was, you know how it is. It's a hot topic. But none of this ever happens. Harden is still on the team, and this is much ado about nothing. If he... I mean, he's... How selfish. He's going to miss playoff games. Dustin's right. He thinks he's the smartest guy in the world. He's a pain in the ass.
No, he does. But again, this will tell you how much power the Yankees might have.
Oh, sure.
Because I've listened to a couple of people now bring this up who live in that area. They made the point that they don't want the Yankees to start the season shorthanded if they have unvaccinated players, which, according to reports, Aaron Judge is unvaccinated, according to a lot of people who live in New York. So they might change the rules or tinker because the beloved Yankees can't start without some of their star players.
There's something. David Kaplan, ESPN in Chicago. The Cubs signed the Japanese star, Suzuki, 5 for $70 million.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Very nice.
After meeting with the Cubs front office and Tom Ricketts on Monday evening. He just tweeted that out. Okay. Good. Cub fan and a Bud man. Phenomenal. Keep the tweets coming with overrated bands, too. Emails. We'll read everything tomorrow. Oh, what a great topic.
The thing is, like, people are suggesting other bands that had, like, a short run.
Yeah, you can't, you know, yeah.
Like, Ryan points out Oasis. Three good songs, that's about it.
Yeah,
they did come out and say that they're going to be better than the Beatles, and they were better than the Beatles.
Yes, yes.
So it's like, calm down, pal. I mean, do something other than put out three good songs.
Yeah, the Gallagher's, that was,
yeah.
We're running down the list again. In honor of Peter Kiss, who wears the Kiss shirt during warm-ups. Most overrated bands, acts, whatever. Kiss, Dave Matthews Band, Green Day, The Eagles, and U2. Honorable mention, Fish. It makes no sense to me. And you had AC/DC. I can't quarrel with that assessment. U2, Pink Floyd, Nirvana.
Yeah, you disagree with Pink Floyd.
Yeah, because I looked at everything with Pink Floyd yesterday. And you really, I mean, a lot of people are mad at me for Eagles, but with, you know, a lot of agreement with Nirvana. I'm surprised. But
I think they're a very touchy band to talk about on this list. Because people can't give it up. That was the glory days, you know, 30 years ago for a lot of people who were growing up and, oh my God, you can't talk bad about Nirvana.
Mm-hmm.
Sure I can.
Sure, I can.
Yeah. And I never liked them. I thought Smells Like Teen Spirit to me was just unlistenable. I hated the song right from the get-go again. And people loved it in high school. And that's all they cared about. And then years later, I went to go watch Unplugged and I'm like, okay, they're pretty damn good.
Oh, that was unbelievable.
MTV Unplugged?
Astonishing.
It was very good.
Well, how about the drummer? The drummer was Dave Grohl?
Yeah, for sure.
How big is Foo Fighters? How big are they?
We're getting a lot of Foo Fighters.
Oh,
are overrated.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of Foo Fighters. I could see Foo Fighters.
And people begging us to put Pearl Jam on the list.
I can't go Pearl Jam.
No. Although it would have been nice had they, you know, done something other than 10.
What are you talking about?
Well, that was like by far and away
Versus
the biggest
is
one.
Great. There's good albums.
I don't know if they're great. I know
a lot of good stuff.
Anything beyond 10 is great? Great?
Wow.
Strong word.
Well, 10's an all-timer.
Up next, college basketball writer. He happens to be a huge fan of Chelsea FC. Jeff Borzell is going to join the show. Small schools he likes starting tomorrow, simply based on their matchup, would be who?
Follow the money on VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCast designed to tackle sports betting from a local perspective in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, L.A., New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcasts. Back to the brackets and the madness. Jeff Borzello, ESPN, joins us now, college basketball insider. And we'll get to the brackets, picks, upsets, sleepers, but also a Chelsea supporter. And they got the big match tonight in the Champions League. How concerned are you moving forward with this Chelsea news and what could happen?
I'm concerned. I guess I'm not concerned about the short-term future. I think they're going to win tonight. But, I mean, every day there's a new story coming out about how low on funds they are, how fast they need to change owners. So, the medium term, I'm a little bit concerned. I just I don't want them to – if they go bankrupt, they lose 9 points in the Premier League, and so that would be devastating. But, yeah. You know, in terms of actual matches on the field, I feel pretty confident they're going to beat Lille tonight, and I think they're going to finish third in the Premier League. And then after that, it's entirely up in the air.
Yeah, it really. Talk about an unknown. Oh my God.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, every day it seems the situation changes with new bidders and new owners and things like that. So I know final bids are due tomorrow, reportedly. So I'm waiting to see which group wins.
Okay, so as Paulie said, you cover college basketball for ESPN, ESPN.com. I want to ask you about like a bunch of small schools that you might like early. For example, you went to Delaware. They get the 15 seed. They're taking on Villanova, the 2 in their region. Do you like their chances at all to keep it close and maybe make it interesting down the stretch?
I think they'll keep it close for about 25 minutes. I don't think that they have the horses to win that game. You know, they caught fire at the right time. They weren't playing well down the stretch. You know, they lost 3 in a row to end the regular season, and they got hot and they won. I think Villanova is just too experienced, and they're going to overwhelm Delaware in the final 10 minutes of the game. But I think it'll be close for about 25 minutes. So I think the line when I checked was 14.5.
Yep.
So I do think Delaware will cover. I just don't think they have a great chance to actually win the game.
Okay. How about some just based on matchups now? Looking at some of these smaller schools, like around the, 13, 14, maybe a 12 seed. 12s always beat 5s, obviously. But you think that just based on the matchup, they could actually win the game in advance to the second round?
There's two that I really like, both 13 seeds. South Dakota State over Providence. It seems like a fairly popular pick because nobody seems to actually believe in Providence. But, I mean, South Dakota State, they haven't lost since December 15th. They're the nation's longest winning streak entering the tournament, and they're an unbelievable shooting team. Baylor Shireman's going to be the best NBA prospect on the floor. He's good enough to carry them. They have 4 or 5 guys on the floor at all times that can shoot, and I just think that's the type of team that can get hot in a one game sample and knock off Providence, which we know that Providence is going to play a close game. That's just what they do, and I just feel pretty comfortable thinking that South Dakota State will make enough shots down the stretch. I mean, this is a team that shot 46% from 3 and 60% from 2 in league play. They're just playing unbelievably offensively right now. So I think they're going to win that one. And I think Chattanooga is my other, quote unquote, big upset pick over Illinois, also a 13 seed over a 4. To me, Illinois just kind of, I don't know what it is. I can't really put my finger on it. They just haven't really figured it out, I don't think. Andre Curbelo hasn't been the player that we thought he'd be this season. Trent Frazier and Alfonso Plummer can get hot, but they can also kind of have those 2-for-10, 3-for-8 type of games where they're missing shots. And I just think that Chattanooga, they have the guards to match up with Illinois' backcourt. And then they have legitimate size. They're not a mid-major that's going to be playing a 6'6", 6'7 guy at the center spot. They have Silvio D'Souza, who started his career at Kansas, was a 5-star recruit. I think he'll be able to at least battle with Kofi Coburn down low. So I like Chattanooga there. In terms of 12 over 5s, I actually don't like a lot of any of the 12 over 5s. I know Vermont is probably a popular one. Vermont's a popular 13 over mm-hmm. 4. I don't like that one. I talked to a few America East coaches yesterday for a piece that's supposed to run on ESPN today. And they said if Vermont controls the tempo, they'll have a chance against Arkansas. But if Arkansas makes it a speed, athleticism type of game, they'll get worn down. And that's kind of what Arkansas does. They're switchable. They can switch all 5 guys. It's a little bit hectic and haphazard in terms of offensively and the way they scramble to force turnovers and things like that. So I feel pretty comfortable thinking Arkansas is going to beat Vermont. And then, like I said, I don't really like any of the 12s over 5s. I think the closest one I would pick would be Indiana over St. Mary's. That's not really a mid-major. But I think that 13s over 4s provide a little bit more value in this year's bracket.
Mm. Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Who wins that battle of tempo between Vermont, 288th in the country, Arkansas, 28th. I find that game absolutely fascinating. How about an 8-9 matchup? Do you have any opinion at all, strong one way or the other, on this Boise State-Memphis game? Of course, the storylines here would be Leon Rice. If they would win the game, he would take on his former, his mentor in Mark Few and Gonzaga in the second round. But if it's Gonzaga and Memphis with their talent, could the Zags possibly be in some trouble in round number 2?
Well, I'll tell you that NBA scouts are on their knees praying that Memphis wins this game. They want to see a Chet Holmgren, Jalen Duren matchup in round 2. Now, I think that will happen. I think Memphis will beat Boise State, but I do think people are kind of overlooking the fact that Boise State won the regular season, won the conference tournament. I think they were underseeded by probably 2 lines. And they're just unbelievable defensively. And Memphis, we've seen, down the stretch they improve, but we've seen them kind of go through long stretches offensively where they just look, they get bogged down. They look kind of confused about what they want to do. They don't know who should be taking shots and where people should be on the floor. And so Boise State, if they can make this kind of a half court game and force Memphis to shoot from the perimeter and force them to go against a set defense where they you know, we've seen for 2-3 years now, Memphis turns it over when they have to go against a set half-court defense. I think Boise State could beat Memphis. I do have Memphis winning just because of that talent, and I think that we're going to see a very intriguing Memphis-Gonzaga matchup where we're going to see if Chet Holmgren, who struggled against length and athleticism in the non-conference, if he has kind of figured out how to beat a team that will come at him with a ton of guys, you know, Josh Minot and Jalen Duren, just guys. And Penny Hardaway can throw a lot of athletes at Chet Holmgren and that Gonzaga team. So I think that would be a fascinating second round game.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Jeff Borzello covers college basketball for ESPN, talking March Madness and the tournament with him. What about this now lately, maybe on this network more than anywhere else, though, and we talk gambling here, obviously, Jeff, I've heard a lot of people say that Purdue's going to blow out Yale. And I watched that Yale-Princeton Ivy League championship game. It was pretty good over the weekend. Yale likes to get up and down as well, 86th overall in tempo. Purdue doesn't play a lot of defense. Do you think Yale keeps it close here, like you talked about Delaware against Villanova, and then Purdue pulls away later? How do you think this game goes?
I mean, we haven't really seen Purdue blow anybody out in maybe more than a month. Their defense is just horrific. And for that reason, I think Yale can keep it close. And I mean, James Jones has coached in the tournament before. He's had, you know, he's coached in several tournament games. He knows what to expect. And I just don't see Purdue being able to blow anybody out. I mean, their last, I think, 6-7 wins, or at least 7 of the last 8 wins have been by single digits. And that's against teams, you know, like Maryland and Northwestern and things like that, who are not very good. And so I don't see this one being a blowout. I can't really buy into Purdue right now. I did about 2 months ago, but I can't get on their bandwagon right now. Their defense is just too poor. And I don't think it's a talent thing. I just think it's an effort thing. I just think a lot of those guys just have not really bought into, you know, playing 40 minutes of defense. And for that reason, I think you have to keep this within single digits.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think that Kansas got like the easiest draw or the easiest region like most everybody else? I look at that and I'm like, if they don't get Iowa somehow in the Sweet 16, who's going to really challenge them?
Well, that's what I was going to say. I think it's the easiest region, but I have Iowa getting to the Final Four. So I guess from that sense, I don't think they have the easiest region, but I agree with you. If outside of that Iowa game, I mean, I think they probably have the worst 2 seed in Auburn. I think they probably have the worst 3 seed in Wisconsin. The 4 seed, I already said that. I think South Dakota State's going to beat Providence. So you go down the 2-3-4s, I think they have the easiest road in that sense. But I do think Iowa's going to be able to knock them out in the Sweet 16. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if they do get past Iowa, I think, you know, against Auburn or Wisconsin or whoever, Neely Day, they'll have the easiest matchup of any 1 seed.
You can follow Jeff on Twitter, at Jeff Borzello. Read him at ESPN.com. Does a great job with college basketball. Jeff, thanks so much. Enjoy the tournament.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, great job.
You bet.
So I see both sides on that game, but as I said earlier, Yale played Seton Hall, St. Mary's, and Auburn. Average margin, 28 points. Got routed in all three. They also lost to Vermont, too. But a lot of this will also come down to who dictates tempo.
Good tweet from Tripp, who reminded us that Bryant going tonight, they lost to Houston 111-44 earlier this year. Team total over. If Bryant wins tonight on Arizona in round 2, that makes a lot of sense. I could see Arizona getting to 100 on Bryant.
Oh, okay.
If you can find first half team total over, Bryant's not going to slow it down. They'll run with Arizona. And that could be, you know, a blitzkrieg, all hell breaks loose kind of game. You know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. First Bet wants you to get in all the horse racing action. Sign up today with the promo code Vegas1000 and receive $10 instantly. And up to a $1,000 bonus. Visit vsin.com/horses for details. And you can use the bonus code Vegas1000. Our bets, what we have coming up for the tournament in Pocket Plays next here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1.
You're up.
Here we go with our in-pocket plays. All right, so some of the games that I bet early on, again, Colgate plus 9.5 against Wisconsin, South Dakota State plus 3 against Providence.
Good luck.
Murray State plus 1.5 against San Francisco. And the first leg of the two-team parlay came in last night on Indiana and Michigan at plus 160. Need Michigan to hold up their end of the bargain here tomorrow morning, 9:15 Pacific time against Colorado State. So Kansas tournament wins over 2.5, plus 120. Hope Jeff Borzello is wrong. And Kansas either doesn't get Iowa or they get past Iowa. And good start last night for the under Mountain West Conference wins, under 2 plus 130.
All right. Oh, the props. Everything's coming now. Instant gratification. First to 10, first to 15. Got to love all the props. Winner with Indiana last night. Memphis against Boise. Michigan laying 2 against Colorado State. Ohio State grabbed 1.5 against Loyola. That's picked somewhere now. Will a 14, 15, or 16 win a game? No, plus 110. Will a 1 seed win the title? No, minus 130. Should have been stronger on the Jets last night, too. Vegas is dead.
Oh, boy.
Dead. Okay, I'll get to that in a second. Lowest combined point total. This is at Bet Rivers. These two are at Bet Rivers. Lowest combined point total. I'm going over 97.5. And you ran it down about this under, but this is...
Oh, we get some 47, yep. 43 stink bombs.
Okay.
We have over the years, yep. More than you would think.
Mm-hmm. That's a good prop, but I like it over. And I love that. Let's go 3 units. 3 units at Bet Rivers. Under 1.5 buzzer beaters for the tournament. It is plus 140. Plus 140 Unleash Hell. You know how hard this is? And we'll run it down tomorrow about the history in the tournament of buzzer beaters.
Again.
How hard? Not 0.8, not 0.3.
No.
Three. 2-1, and it counted up.
You know, yes. Okay. That's it. Right. Zeros
Bryce
on the clock.
Drew. We're talking Bryce Drew. Okay.
Talking Jalen Suggs last
another
year.
Another one. Yes. Right. Unleash all on that.
The history of the buzzer beater in the tournament will blow you away tomorrow.
Yep. And this is also at Bet Rivers. I took a look at this. Kyrie's going to play in three games the rest of the year.
As of right now?
Yes, as of right now. They are plus 440 to miss the playoffs.
Oh, boy.
Plus 440 to miss the playoffs. Again, as it stands now, they have to go to Toronto. He can't play. If they lose that game, and they just played the Knicks at home, and Durant went for 53, and they won by three. If they lose that game, their season comes down to one game. If they lose, they're done. He won't play. Trae Young's coming to town. Plus 440.
I might book your action on that if you want.
Okay. Thank you. In pocket.
You're welcome.
Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. I get 5-1. And if I can be, like our friend Tony, will you give me 550? Check out their daily specials posted afternoon Eastern at betrivers.com. All the props are up.
Okay.
Excellent job. And the Devils play tonight, too, against Calgary. 27-4 run goal in the first 10.
Good reaction today. Strong reaction. Again, in honor of Peter Kiss, the nation's leading scorer, playing tonight for Bryant. Got to watch him play. Very cocky on the court. Blows kisses. I'm watching the game against Wagner last week. He's blowing kisses during the game, tongues out. I'm just like, oh, this is fun.
He's blowing kisses to the opposing coach.
Yeah. He rolls the basketball back to a player when they get a foul.
Can't believe that.
Oh, man, he'll rub it right in your face.
The reporter who picked Wagner to win the game, he hit a three and said, that's for you, bitch.
So he's on national TV tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
And he wears the Kiss shirt out in the pregame warm-ups, right? A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Talking about most overrated bands, you have Kiss on it as number one overall. Bosch in Chicago has a problem with my list because I had Pink Floyd on it. And I also added The Who. I never had it on my official list, but The Who is absolutely overrated. Bosch says, what is wrong with you? You're talking about three bands on the Mount Rushmore of rock, because he said, what are you going to throw in? Led Zeppelin? No, clearly they're not overrated. If you think The Who and Pink Floyd are on the Mount Rushmore of rock bands of all time, you, sir, need to stop doing drugs. Because you really enjoyed their music under the influence.
You're too hard on Pink Floyd. I want you to revisit and reassess your Pink Floyd comment.
What I said earlier is accurate.
Which is what?
I don't want to plan my entire weekend around a 10-hour acid trip to enjoy music from a band.
I can tell you this. I can name a lot of hits off the top of my head and a lot of songs from Pink Floyd, and I can't do it with the Eagles. Okay? And I can get the five. A lot of trash with the Eagles. Okay?
Let me give you this on Pink Floyd. This is such a good email. FTM@VSiN.com from Andrew. My dad used to tell me that he hated Pink Floyd. Said that when he wanted one of his parties to end, he would put on a Pink Floyd album and the rumblings would start that, quote, this party's dead, let's get out of here. Within an hour, he said that the people he wanted gone would be gone because the regulars knew what he was doing. That sums up Pink Floyd and explains why they're overrated.
Oh.
Never once in my adulthood have I ever been at a party and somebody said, hey man, can you throw on some Pink Floyd? Not once in my life has that ever happened. Or Pink Floyd came on and somebody said, shh, shut up. We got to hear this song right now. It's never happened in my life. Overrated. You're not buying the Bon Jovi's overrated?
I wanted to throw him on there, but that's...
We're getting most overrated singers, Tom Jones and Barry Manilow. FTM@VSiN.com.
Okay.
I don't know enough about Tom Jones and his music. Barry Manilow, he does what he does. He caters to a certain demo.
Does Jimmy Buffett have two hits? Is that it? I mean, is that two or three?
I'm going to say it's not much more than that.
Yeah. Margarita, I mean, the damn restaurants around everywhere. Margaritaville, Buffett. I mean, the guys.
Yep.
The guy, too, was Springsteen. It was a good tweet. Good email. $100 million. I believe he sold his catalog. How much money does he does? Springsteen's got more than $100 million. I'd go way over.
Oh,
that.
He's got it. I would go.
Come on.
I'd go closer to a billion than $100 million. For the boss, has to be that high. We also had some breaking news today that the Toronto Blue Jays have acquired Matt Chapman from the Oakland A's. Do you think Bob Melvin got out of there in time? Although he's going to a Padres team that lost Fernando Tatis for a couple of months.
Boy, that's... Hey, can I ask you about your motorcycle accident? Which one? Jesus. Come on.
Happened back in December?
Get off the bike.
Ugh.
What are they doing?
Okay, and we have also in the NFL some 2022 club rules change proposals. The Colts and the Eagles for overtime.
Yeah.
They want to allow both teams an opportunity to possess the ball in overtime. Okay, that's Captain Obvious. The Titans want to allow both teams an opportunity to possess the ball in overtime unless the team with the first possession scores a touchdown and a successful two-point try.
I like that. Okay.
Okay.
That's the right.
Can we have that conversation?
Yeah, at least throw that on there.
I don't hate that at all.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
How about this? From Jim in Hartford. The energy executives he's with. Russell Westbrook, he's been tracking this. The Russell Westbrook three-point prop. In the month of March, he's 2 of 18 from 3. If you bet under a half, you would hit 6 to 8 times at plus money. If you bet under 1.5 threes, laying the wood, you've won 16 in a row. His three-point attempts have gone down considerably due to heckling and a lack of confidence in the last 2 months. And he can't shoot. Some books have taken it off the board, but here on the East Coast, it's up every night somewhere. And he's been tracking this 16 in a row. If he can find the 1.5 and lay the wood.
It's a great catch.
Yes.
Phenomenal email.
Great catch. And thanks to the guy following the Pistons, too.
Now, how about
the run they've been on.
How about this angle that's popped up here recently? That the only reason now the Lakers are not shutting down LeBron is so he can get the scoring title.
Can he get it?
Oh, he's right there.
Is he right? Yeah.
It's nip and tuck between Embiid, LeBron, Giannis is there.
They play tonight. What are we going to get? That was 21-2 Raptors the other night.
I know.
After the debacle in Phoenix.
Yep.
He's screaming at his teammates. They're catching, what is it, 8? Well, more than that. They're in Minnesota catching a bunch. Oh, that's the other thing. This has backfired on the league, speaking of the Lakers and this game tonight. Minnesota is a good team. Head and shoulders. Minnesota is 40-30, and they're going to have to win a game in the play-in.
Yeah.
The Lakers are, who knows how many losses are coming for the Lakers. New Orleans is in as of now. They're 28-41. I mean, this is not what Adam Silver had in mind.
Yep.
And I get it, it's a fluke year with the West, but yep. There's a huge gap between the 7 and the 10.
All right, here's the deal at Bet Rivers. They're offering new customers a deposit match up to $250 when you sign up today. In addition to their welcome bonus, Bet Rivers has daily and ongoing promotions that can provide extra value. Download their app or go to BetRivers.com to sign up today. Must be 21. Terms and conditions apply at Bet Rivers. A lot of people checking in late saying, how is Grateful Dead possibly not on your list?
We know what they are, though. We know what they are. That's acid trip. I mean, come on. When you think best group of all time, come on. We know what they're all about.
Same thing with Fish?
Yeah, I did the same thing.
Tomorrow, we're back, baby. Can't wait. We'll be hours away from the tournament. See ya. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The
wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.